All right, Carmen, it is time for us to give some stuff away and a little bit of Sporkle. Here we go. We've got a big concert happening December 29th. That is Wreck the Halls. Brett Michaels, Kip Winger, and Lita Ford. They will be at Ruth Eckert Hall, and we've got your tickets for that. We've also got the Sunshine Music Festival, Dream Theater, your choice of tickets with a little Sporkle. Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I'm going to win today for line one.
Good morning. Who is this?
TJ.
TJ, please hold. Galvin's playing for you. Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, Spanish is playing for you, and I will take line 15. Hi, who is this?
Hey, good morning. It's Chris.
All right, Chris, please hold. I'm playing for you, sir. Did I win yesterday?
Yes, you did.
I like to feel good going into it. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Rob is your judge. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're playing Can You Name the Movies based off these poor descriptions.
All right.
Okay. All right. So I'll give you the description. You can give me the movie. But I also have a actor or actress who starred in that movie if you can't get it.
Okay.
Just for a little help. First one. Strangers sit in a room and shout profanities at each other. Henry Fonda.
12 Angry Men.
Yes, Mike Kelta. A movie about how the earth has already ended. John Cusack.
2012.
Yes, Mike Kelta. A wisecracking boiler technician teaches high school students.
Karate Kid.
No,
to believe in their dreams.
No, it is.
Robert England. England.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Good grief.
Galvin. This one has an asterisk next to it. Bookish woman kidnapped by monster. Also.
Teapot
Sings. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
Teapot Sings. Scrawny man gets big, punches the Germans, and takes a long nap. Chris Evans.
Captain America. The first Avenger.
Yes, Mike Kelta. Illegal alien chased by the feds. Henry Thomas.
E.T.
Yes, Mike Kelta. Immigrant adoptee is,
you can do it. Sound it out.
Repatriated to country of birth.
Okay.
Experiences culture shock and prejudice.
Welcome to America.
Will Ferrell.
That one that he did in Spanish.
No. The Dictator?
It was actually Elf.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, right. I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Fight Club.
Yes, Spanish. This has an asterisk. Depressed, widowed father teams up with mentally challenged female to find his son.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a great description of that movie. Mentally challenged fish.
30 years in the friend zone. 30 years in the friend zone. Tom Hanks. This is a bad description of a movie.
Big.
No. Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Right? Good one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. A poor young man with mental problems only wants to see his sister, but everyone's against him. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Halloween.
Mike Kelta. Older sister ruins younger sister's chances to be on national television game show. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, The Hunger Games.
Yes. Spanish. We are halfway there.
We have a close game. Galvin is in last with one. Spanish is in second. He has four. Mike, you're only leading by one. You have a score of five.
Leonardo DiCaprio gets a little too caught up in his dreams.
Inception.
Yes. Spanish.
We have a tie game.
Woo.
There's an asterisk with this one. Teenager undergoes extreme body modification to get a man. Jodie Benson.
Who the hell is Jodie Benson? 13 going on 30.
Nope.
Asterisk the Incredibles.
Means there's a cartoon. The Little Mermaid.
Oh, I didn't even
know.
Group spends 9 hours returning jewelry. Elijah Wood.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Spanish is taking the lead.
Returning jeweler.
Yet again, vast sums of taxpayer monies are spent getting Matt Damon back from somewhere he shouldn't be anyway.
The Martian.
Yes. Galvin. A couple's marriage gets so complicated that they end up trying to kill each other.
Mr. and Mrs. Robinson.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Spanish.
Wrong last name.
That was the neighbors.
Graduate.
There's an asterisk. Girl has to pretend she's a man to be taken seriously.
Mulan.
Yes. Galvin. Or I'm Spanish. Not.
Good one, Dinah. What are you laughing about, Moose?
He wishes.
Hey!
Oh, way better producer than Moose ever.
Okay. A story that ends despite its title.
Never ending story.
Oh. Yes. Never ending story.
How is there a part two?
It's a great part two.
Man builds a house for a very forgetful girl. Ryan Gosling.
The Notebook.
Yes. Spanish.
Someone's running away with this game. Spanish is up by four. Mike, you only have five. Spanish has nine. Galvin is in last with three.
All right, there's an asterisk. Indigenous teen finds interracial romance as Europeans bring disease and violence to her
Pocahontas.
Land. Pocahontas. Galvin. Divorced father kills senior citizen, steals his identity. Tim Allen.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Spanish. A singing nun seduces a rich man away from his fiance and moves his seven kids abroad.
Sound of Music.
Yes. Liam Neeson will find
someone.
And he will kill him. Galvin. We are on the last three.
When you say Liam Neeson, no, you just say Taken.
Yeah.
That's it.
Spanish won the stupid game.
Guys, this game is over.
In last place, Galvin is five. Mike, you blew your lead. You only have six. Spanish has a total of 10.
Yeah. You blow my lead in your face.
I wish.
Weird
what?
Threat to make.
Makes us both gay.
Sounds really hot, actually. Okay. Yeah. Last three. A lot of people take the ice bucket challenge. It doesn't end well.
Avalanche.
Kate Winslet.
Titanic.
Carmen cracks his elbow.
That's a funny one. I like it.
You're so giddy today. I love it.
Fine.
You're back to being less bitchy.
Yes.
Yay.
You want to know what it is?
Poundage.
Off birth control.
Oh.
You decided you're having the baby.
No.
That's right.
Let it grow.
Let it grow.
We're discussing other options.
She said, I'm not having a baby with you until I move in officially. And they moved in officially.
And now.
Still haven't had furniture yet.
Carmen's going to spit it on and then put her hands up.
No. All right, last two. Let's get this done. A love triangle between an 18-year-old girl, a 100-year-old man, and a dog. Kristen Stewart.
Twilight.
Spanish. And the last one. Lunatic lures children with chocolate and candy, then takes them out one by one in front of their parents.
Jesus Christ.
Sounds awesome.
Gene Wilder.
Charlie Chocolate Factory. Yeah.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Same thing.
These are great descriptions.
It's true. It's exactly what happened. Congratulations, Spanish.
Yeah.